Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple Hour number 3. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. We got TJ Houshmandzadeh, the former Pro Bowl wide receiver, Fox Sports 1 NFL analyst, and now co-host of Up On Game, which is a Saturday morning show, or Saturday morning in the Pacific, afternoon on the East Coast. It's on Fox Sports Radio right here. LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress, and TJ Houshmandzadeh. The debut episode of Up On Game will be on Saturday, December 5th. That's this Saturday coming up. 1 p.m. Eastern right here on Fox Sports Radio.
It's crazy. Tomorrow's December 1st. December's here.
Amazing. Isn't it? Time feels like it's flying.
I'm glad, though. I can't wait to get out of 2020. I'm ready to move on.
It's been a heck of a year, hasn't it? David Dinkins. Did he die today?
No, he died a couple days ago.
Which, a couple days ago? First African-American mayor in New York City. Yeah, so... Yeah, it's 2020's been a rough one, no doubt about it. All right, well, speaking of rough ones, Rob, Tampa Bay loses again. And we talked earlier about the brilliance of Pat Mahomes. Just, you know, the dude is just I mean, the Chiefs are playing with people. They're playing with people. They're 9-1 now, or is it 10-1? I'm sorry, 10-1. And Tyreek Hill running wild, Mahomes, you know, throwing the ball all over the place, Travis Kelce doing his thing. The Tampa Bay came back. I mean, it wasn't a three-point game. They lost 27-24, but it wasn't a blowout, but it wasn't a three-point game either. But they came back and made it, you know, look like a close game. But Brady, you know, up and down performance, had two bad interceptions kind of midway through the game that kept him from really rallying seriously and making the thing questionable, the outcome. But then he actually had some nice throws too, a couple early ones and then a couple later ones. He had some nice throws. So he ended up with 3 touchdowns, something like 350 yards, something like that. And so, it was up and down for him, but you know, Rob, what now is becoming the big storyline throughout the NFL is this relationship with Bruce Arians and Tom Brady. You brought it up with Rod Woodson as well. And I, you know, Brady is saying all the right things. And I do think he can take, you know, I don't think he has any problem with tough coaching. Obviously, Belichick did that with him. Now, he did it behind the scenes. He never really ripped him like this in public. He didn't give him great praise publicly, but he didn't rip him like this. But Arians is a straight shooter, and I think he's crossed the line. I have no problem with tough coaching either, but I think he seems to be like putting it all on Brady. And there's speculation that it's a problem. Again, Brady hasn't said anything. Arians, they both say their relationship is good. You know, a couple people reportedly close to Brady have questioned it and said Arians they think is, you know, just, you know, deflecting the attention from him. You know, that really, you know, by putting all the blame on Brady, he's deflecting it away from the play calling and the schemes that he's using.
Saying that
are
Brady
different.
Calls the plays, though.
He's saying that. So, and then Dan Graziano, one of the ESPN reporters, you know, a lot of people making a big deal out of what he said, but he didn't report that there's a rift. He speculated, hey, there's theories out there, and one of them is that, you know, Brady brought in all his guys, Antonio Brown, who Arians didn't want, and, you know, LeSean McCoy and Leonard Fournette. You know, he's gotten a lot, even Gronkowski. Good players, but still, they're guys Brady wanted, And maybe there's resentment there on Arian's part. Who knows? But again, it was speculation. So we don't know if there's really a problem or not. But one of Brady's, a former Patriot, Rob Ninkovich, obviously a Brady teammate in the past, he said this about the situation there.
I'm giving Tom Brady a new head coach because Bruce Arians at this point right now, he's not cutting it. Listen, all his interviews, he is throwing players under the bus. You know, he's asking him about AB. Well, AB was open on that play. Asking him about Tom Brady being confused by coverages. I don't think Tom Brady gets confused by coverages. I mean, just honestly, to throw him under the bus like that, to have to come out in the media and say the things that he says. Yeah, Tom Brady has been picking the plays, his own plays. And even to say that recently one of his centers just had a career-ending injury. I've never heard a head coach say somebody had a career-ending injury a week after they got hurt. It just, like, who does that? So it's the first time Tom Brady's ever had a head coach throw him under the bus like this. I'm giving Tom Brady a new head coach.
All right, so, Rob, what do you think? Like,
First of all, that sounds like a Tom Brady friend. And he's a former Patriot. So when I hear that stuff, I mean, of course, he can't. You know, commentary from personal friends and people like people, I just take with a grain of salt. It was like the Tony Romo stuff. It just was.
Are they friends? Good friends?
I'm sure they're friends and they played the same position. So there's a degree of respect just from that. You know what I mean, right, Chris? It's like because they do the same
Romo
thing.
I mean, Romo was a little overboard for sure.
It was just over the top. That's all. I mean,
but here's my question for you. Because look, I'll say this, and I'm gonna say this on the record. Obviously, you and I have a bet on this. If the Buccaneers, they were my preseason pick to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC, lose to Kansas City was my pick. If they get there, you owe me 3 pair of Jordans. If they don't, I owe you 1 pair of Jordans. So I'm not just saying this for the bet. I am not writing them off for this year. I still think they can put it together. I think they've, got plenty of talent on both sides of the ball, but they just got to play better. And I don't think there's a world beater in the NFC. So I think it's kind of open, even though New Orleans certainly looks like the best team right now. But all that said, if it ends badly, Rob, this year, they go out in the first round of the playoffs, maybe don't make the playoffs, whatever, and they don't want to run this back or you can't run it back, do you, in your view, playing off Ninkovich, do you get rid of Arians or do you get rid of Brady?
You get rid of Brady at 43, next year 44, especially if the wheels fall off and it ends badly. It would be weird to pick a old quarterback trying to get another coach in to do what Brady wants a year later. If I'm Tampa, I just can't look at it unless you just don't think Bruce Arians is any good and he's your coach and he's been there for a while. It just depends. It just seems crazy because you can't expect Brady to be there more than one more year, maybe after that. And especially if you're saying it ended poorly, that means Brady probably had something to do with it ending poorly. And I think I would pick Bruce Arians.
Yeah, I thought Rod had a great comment about this. Right now, Brady's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. Remember I said last week, I think it was last week or maybe late the week before, he's not a tier one quarterback anymore. I'd put him in tier two still, but he's definitely not tier one. But so he's not playing perfectly. And like you said, he's 43 now, right? 43? So he'd be 44 next year. Yeah, and obviously he's not your future. But could you bring in a Josh McDaniels, who is a guy that obviously knows Brady, knows what is best for Brady as far as scheming, and then is a guy that, you could look at and say he could be our coach even without Tom Brady. I'm not saying he's been great as a head coach, but, you could look at him as having a bright future. Certainly, he probably will get another shot somewhere else at some point anyway. But I would, if in that question, Rob, I would go with Brady. Because Arians hasn't been good enough himself. And I hear you. It's not simple because, again, Brady's age. He's not going to be there next 5 years. But Arians hasn't, his last 3 seasons before this one, He hasn't had a winning record yet. Now, he had those years in Arizona early, but since then, 3 years he's coached without, you know, a winning record. And, you know, two of them were in Arizona last year with Tampa Bay. Now he's got a winning record. And as even though Brady hadn't been the GOAT, you know, that type of quarterback this year, I think he's got a ton to do with it. I don't think they have this winning record without Brady. And
I think you have a chance of losing the team as well from the standpoint of, you know, you're bringing in all these Brady players everybody wants. Brady had the coach fired. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that could make the other players resent him if you did that. You know what I mean? Like, this is all about Brady and not about
us. I don't think he carries himself that way.
Nah, but
you know,
he's
by all accounts, he's a, you know, it gets in the locker
room.
Still, he's one of the guys.
It is,
you know what I mean?
The
players see Arians throwing Brady under the bus. Brady's not throwing Arians under the bus.
No, but this is the same. But Arians hasn't changed, though, Chris.
Matter.
Yes, it does matter.
Just because you've
people
done it your whole life don't mean it's
people
it's the
want
right
consistency.
Thing.
It would be different.
You could be doing it your whole career and still doing it wrong. What's he
no,
want?
No, but that's not the point. My point is, this is not out of character for him.
That
now,
doesn't
what's
matter.
Out of
you
character,
could be in yes, character, but still
no,
being
what's
a
out
jerk?
Of character is if he was treating Brady with kid gloves. Then the other players would say, oh, okay, you've been hard on me. You was hard on Jameis Winston, and now Tom Brady shows up, and everything's honky-dory.
You act
so,
like
no,
there's no happy
Bruce Arians
medium.
Hasn't done anything wrong.
You don't
wrong.
Have to
He's
brown nose. You don't have to kiss his butt. He ain't throwing nobody else under the bus like this. I mean, sir,
the
a lot of guys. He's not
Tom
throwing
Brady.
The defense. He's not throwing the defensive backs on the under the bus. He's not throwing Leonard Fournette under the bus. He's not saying our running backs can't catch. You know, I mean, he's throwing Brady under the bus more than anybody. I'm not saying you got to kiss the dude's butt, but you there's a happy medium. You know, and you need an edit button. This is again, you know, I've talked about this with Mike D'Antoni. You try to fit any player, whatever type of player he is, into your system. That's not the way the best coaching works. You adjust. Bill Belichick, the GOAT coach to many people, he adjusts week to week. Forget year to year. You know, Greg Popovich in San Antonio adjusted. So I'm just saying Arians can adjust his formula, some of his strategies. But beyond that, you know, you don't have to be calling out the GOAT. I mean, can you imagine a coach calling out LeBron James this way? Even if he's old, even if he's not quite the same, or in D.C., if Doug Collins had called out Michael Jordan like this, show a little respect. So I wouldn't think the players would be against Brady in this regard. I think they're looking at this like, yo,
I totally
why is
disagree.
Dude going at him like that?
Everything would be about Tom Brady. He changed the roster. He brought in his players. He brought Gronk out of retirement. Here comes Antonio Brown, who lives with him. And now he ran the coach out of town because he played poorly. It could go over badly with the other players. That's all I'm saying when they all add it up. You can say that now. If Tom Brady throws a game-losing pick to lose the game and Bruce Arians next year, in the first game of the playoffs, and Bruce Arians fired next year so Tom Brady can bring in Josh McDaniels, don't tell me people won't look at it sideways and go, how did he get fired? Tom played poorly. Tom threw the pick six.
You what people can look at. They can say, we were in the playoffs. They say, we ain't been in the playoffs in 12
that
years.
That ain't what it's about. They didn't bring Tom Brady for that.
No,
want to get
but
to
when
the
you
Super Bowl.
Still, it's success.
It's
success
that,
has degrees. Has Aaron Rodgers been a failure the last 10 years?
That ain't what you
no,
bring
no,
a 43-year-old
no, hold on. Aaron Rodgers has not been a failure the last 10 years.
I'm talking
my
about
point,
bringing a 43-year-old
No, but my point is,
in.
I get it, Robin. Yes, that's the goal. That's always the goal with good teams. But players aren't stupid where it's all black and white. They can say, you know what, we didn't get where we wanted to go, but we weren't 7-9 either. We made the playoffs. So I'm just saying, I mean, yeah, look, we got games to play. So if Arians calls bad games or if Brady throws a bunch of interceptions from this point on, who knows what could change. But I don't think that's going to happen, and I could see players not going against Brady in this situation. All right, what do you guys think, though? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. If things go south in Tampa, would the Bucs be better off moving on from Bruce Arians or Tom Brady? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You are tuned into The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Rob, you used to own a home. You know, man, it's tough. Owning a home, a lot of hard work. So one thing that makes it easier is when you bundle your home and your car insurance. This can actually go for renting a home too, but it's a good thing that you can bundle them together because of how hard it is to have a home. So go to geico.com. They can get you squared away, give you a quote, and you can see how much you can save because they will save you money. Geico.com, they make it easy. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We are throwing it out to you. If the Buccaneers season ends badly and they want to move on from one of the other, should it be Arians or should it be Brady?
All right, 877-99 on Fox, and let's kick it off. Let's kick it off with JR in Fort Worth. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Gentlemen, what's going on this evening? Good to hear from you guys. First of all, I need to give a shout out to my hometown sports radio, 1310 The Ticket. Yeah, they're the best, but I listen to you guys when I can.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love you guys. Hey, you know, my thing is who is Bruce Arians? You know, he's got the GOAT. He's got the best quarterback that's ever played the game, and he wants to go to the media and he wants to go to the press and he wants to call out Tom Brady saying that, oh, well, I don't see what Tom Brady's doing in the games because he's not doing it in practice. Hold on, man. First of all, you need to watch your mouth when you talk about Tom Brady, okay? I may not have liked him when he was with New England for the longest time. I think everybody hated Tom Brady and the Patriots. But you got to recognize that he's the best quarterback to ever play the game. Maybe he's old.
In your opinion, that's not fact.
That's just your opinion. In everybody's opinion, he's top two.
I mean, the whole idea is not like Bruce Arians is making up stuff. Brady hasn't played well. He's been one of the weak links.
He ain't been that bad. He's like fourth in the league in touchdowns.
He has not played well. I mean, there's a lot of issues.
No, he's been okay. He's been solid.
That's all I'm saying. He's been a good quarterback. Like Bruce Arians is making up lies on Tom Brady or whatever. Then Tom shouldn't have gone there then. Why'd he go there? Why did he go to a cut-rate coach?
Why did he go to a cut-rate coach and adjust to your players?
Mark.
You got the fifth leading rusher in the league and you're hardly running.
Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
You called it. You're all right?
I called back, guys. First of all, the call dropped after they played it, so I couldn't say anything.
You heard us saying you didn't know what to say, right?
No. Yeah, no, I always know what to say. You guys know that. but real quick, Chris, you're right. It's become a starting point for me to say, to get into my point. And I can't break the habit, so sometimes I'm not thinking about it when you guys play the
it's
drop.
It's just natural, right?
So it is. Yeah, you're right. It is.
Everybody
it's my starting
has their
point.
Little crutches. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's mine. So, hey, real quick, you don't get rid of Arians for a 43-year-old, and you guys keep saying you got the GOAT. No, you got the resume. This is the man, 43-year-old man playing I'm watching. It's not the GOAT I'm watching anymore. That's the resume.
Agreed.
That's his resume.
But hold on.
Go ahead, Chris.
What is Arians? It's not like you saying get rid of Bill Belichick. You know, get rid of somebody who's won some stuff. What has Arians done?
He's made the playoffs twice
in 7 years as a head coach.
If he was 35, I'd say, you know, okay, 35, 36, and Aaron Rodgers age, maybe 37. Yeah, at 43, I'm not doing that for 1 year and then it blows up. I won't do that. But I will say, Chris, I've watched what you said. about Brady. I do believe Arians needs to pull back on trying to go deep and put Godwin and Antonio Brown in those slots and then run Evans deep and then work those slots. Man, those guys get loose in those slots. That Godwin's a monster in there. They don't throw into the slots enough.
No, and they don't run it. Look, Ronald Jones is the fourth leading rusher in the league, averaging over 5 yards a carry. That's tremendous. You don't get the ball enough.
Joseph in Virginia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Good evening, fellas. How are you?
What up?
Fellas, I think this is one of those categories of coaches that just need to stick to their thing. His thing is offensive. He's an offensive-minded coach. He needs to stick to offensive things. And he hasn't been very lenient with how he's treated Brady at all. The only reason he really has been relevant is because he's hired smart. He's hired good defensive head coaches as guys that have been head coaches and guys that are going to go be on head coaches. And I think that they need to get somebody that can support Brady. Brady has done things with a franchise. What has Bruce Arians done with a franchise? Nothing.
All right, that's our man Joseph in Virginia. Now, Arians ain't won nothing, Rob.
It ain't about that. Tom Brady go down
winning?
There? Why
that's
did Tom
ridiculous.
Brady go down to a bad coach?
You just said
you and
it's
everybody
not about
else.
Winning.
Oh, look at what they're going to do in Tampa. They got all
over.
The weapons. They got all the stuff.
Over.
They got all that stuff. And now because Tom Brady's played horribly and Bruce Arians called him out, now he's a bad coach. That's BS.
No,
that's
he's a bad coach because of his record.
No, that's
he ain't made the playoffs
now.
The last
now
3 years.
Now he's a bad coach.
Now he's about to make
the
playoffs.
Because he called Tom Brady out.
Because of Tom
that's
Brady.
So ridiculous. So ridiculous.
No, I mean, seriously, you can't argue the record. You can get your panties in a bunch and all emotional because you got it in for Brady. Look at the record.
I don't have it in for Brady. I'm just calling it like
yeah,
I see
right.
it. I'm just not a Brady fanboy. That's what I'm not.
Who said it? You had to be a fanboy? Ain't it about being a fanboy. It's about being objective.
I am. I can watch and see he hasn't played.
You're not watching and seeing. I'm telling you about Aaron's record.
Yeah, but that's fine. But Brady still went down there. Why did he go down? Why did he go to a bad coach is what I'm asking you. Answer me that.
I don't think he's in a bad situation.
No, why did he go to play for Bruce Arians, Chris? You say he's a bad coach. Why did Tom Brady
pick him? He ain't a bad coach. He's a
Because Tom Brady wanted the money.
I think he wants to win. And you don't want money? Is it wrong with wanting money? Is it wrong with wanting money?
Tom Brady has enough money. He didn't have to go. He could have stayed with Bill Belichick.
Nah, they don't have weapons. He got weapons now. He'll be in the playoffs. New England, he might not have even been in the playoffs. All right, your turn. We're going to get to TJ Houshmandzadeh. We can continue this conversation with him and dig deeper. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's go to Eric in Kalamazoo. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's
hey,
up?
Rob, I thought you would have learned your lesson with the LeBron thing with hating on the GOAT part. It seems like you kind of, you know, because Brady represents Harbaugh, U of M, and a couple other things that's kind of in there for some reason. The president left New York and went to Florida to get away from the East Coast. Brady probably left to get away from the East Coast, too, if you can look at it that way. But I would stick with Brady. He can bring the hardware to work and show everybody that, look, man, I know what I'm doing. But there's no sweat. People bring pressure in to try to create stuff that's not there. Play the rest of the season. And don't all these people with the hypotheticals back them off.
All right, Eric. Thank you, man. We appreciate it. We're going to get to our guest. He's a former Pro Bowl wide receiver, now an NFL analyst here at FS1 or at Fox Sports 1. Also, co-host of the new Fox Sports radio show that will debut Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. This Saturday, December 5th, that's 10 a.m. Pacific. He'll be with LeVar Arrington and Plaxico Burress, our man TJ Houshmandzadeh. Hoosh, what's up, brother?
What's up, TJ?
Man, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Great. Congratulations on the
Mazel
show,
tov.
Man. That sounds like that's going to be really good.
I appreciate it, man. It's been put a lot of work into it, so hopefully it will turn out the way we envision it. But I'm excited. I'm excited. Really am.
Yeah, I want to hear that, too. It's called Up On Game. And we want you to put us up on game because you hear a lot. You know, you got those that are saying Bruce Arians needs to adjust his offense to what Brady can do and has done his whole career. You got those that are saying Brady's just doesn't have it anymore. He's lost it, whatever the case. What is going – what do you see as a – obviously, you were a very good wide receiver. What do you see going on down there in Tampa with the offense?
It's a combination of everything. I believe things should be adjusted for your players. Great coaching, you put your players in position to succeed. You let them do what they do best, not what you want them to do. If they can't do what you want them to do well, obviously just adjust. Now, another thing, one, they need to run the ball more. If they run the ball more, he'll get more defined coverages. It's a little easier to see what the defense is doing. It opens up the play action game. And then when you have that many weapons, you want to keep all of them happy, and it's damn near impossible. You got Evans, Godwin, A.B., Gronk, Fournette, Ronald Jones, Humphreys that was playing well before A.B. got you. There's a lot of guys.
Scotty Mitchell was playing well. Right? Or Miller.
That's who I meant. Scotty Miller, not Adam Humphreys. Yeah. He's with the Titans. There's just so many guys that they have on their team that they want to get involved, and it's almost impossible. And so Bruce Arians, in my opinion, needs to do what Brady does well. And this is the thing. They're 7-5. If they win these next four games, they're going 11-5. You don't think they would have signed up for that before the season started?
Yeah, they'd be but fine TJ, with that record. TJ, my only issue with that is when you don't beat the good teams and you just beat up on the bet, that's not really what you were looking for, because when you get to the playoffs, it's about beating better teams. So I get the record, but it's a fraudulent record. Because when they played the better teams, except for Green Bay, they didn't beat anybody.
Green Bay Packers are one of the better teams in the NFC.
No, but other than Green Bay is what I'm saying.
Well, this is the thing. Everybody in NFL can play. Obviously, some teams are better than others. Would they have liked to have a better record against the better teams? Of course. But when you have a player of Tom Brady's caliber, and when that defense is playing up the part, they're going to be a tough out for anybody. I don't care who they play. They're going to be a tough out for anybody because – you have a quarterback that's been there and done it over and over again, and you have a defense that can keep you in the game.
Let's go to Baltimore, which obviously hadn't played yet this week. That game keeps getting postponed. But a lot of talk about Lamar Jackson and not being able to throw outside the numbers and the league catching up to him and all that. I know he's obviously got to improve his passing, you know, on the outside. But I also wonder if, like, look at what DeAndre Hopkins has done for Kyler Murray, what Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen. Do you think if they go out and get a top flight receiver, that would solve a lot of the problems that they're having in the passing game? Or is it more just on Lamar?
It's a combination of everything. When you look at the Ravens last year, when you look at how they played offensive football, three tight ends, you lose two of them, one to injury and another one, Hayden Hurst with the Falcons. That made things easier for Lamar. They're able to run the ball and throw the ball effectively down the seams with those tight ends. Marshall Yonder retires. Ronnie Stanley gets hurt. Those are really good players that contributed a ton that aren't there this year. They need to get back to doing that if they can. But if not, like, if Hollywood Brown was with the Kansas City Chiefs, with his speed and his ability to separate, do you not think he would be getting off? I believe he would. So if they don't trust Lamar to open the offense up, they need to just go back to the 90s Nebraska football and try to pound people.
What did you make of what the Lions did in firing their coach and general manager? And even today, Matthew Stafford was asked about it. And he just says, you know, the quote was, it's important to win, which ultimately that's what this business is. Am I right? I mean, it's a results-based business, and winning does matter. Not getting better or playing well or losing close, right?
It was – The way they fired, and everybody's made this a big deal, Jim Caldwell, because 9-7 wasn't acceptable.
Right.
And he could barely win, talking Matt Patricia, 9 games in 2 years. And then they draft Okuda this year when they probably could have traded Matthew Stafford or let him start this year and sit behind and have Tua or Justin Herbert the way they look now. And you say, oh, we would have had our franchise quarterback for at least 10 to 12 years, got draft capital for Matthew Stafford. Say what you want. Matthew Stafford is a stud. He can throw the ball. There's not many in the league that can throw it like him. This was a long time coming. It's just going to be a matter of, can they hire the right coach? Can they right the ship? And those type of organizations, it's tough. You just don't know. But they're going to have to get the right guy in there.
TJ, I wrote a column today for Deadspin. I said Jim Harbaugh is a perfect fit. What's that?
Man, that would – Jim Harbaugh, I like the Harbaughs.
The only reason I say this is I think the Lions need a proven guy in the NFL. He's kind of, things didn't work out at Michigan, but, he did a great job in the NFL with San Francisco, and the Lions need somebody of that caliber to get this organization back right. Could he get back in the NFL and maybe make it work?
I think that would be smart for him. And see, I'm glad you brought that up. Harbaugh is what we just talked about with Brady and Arians and Baltimore and Lamar. What did Harbaugh do when he had Cap? He adjusted his offense to fit right. The player's strength. And that's what good coaching does. I want to run this, but my players are better at that. You should do that. And so he's shown that he can adjust. Now, he's not having the results in Michigan that he would like. But when you have to play Ohio State's the best team in the Big Ten. They get the best athletes every year. I mean, just look at the recruiting. They get the best athletes. You're not beating Ohio State if you're Michigan. You need to beat everybody else. But I like it because he's shown that he can adjust to his players, and he did that in San Francisco.
TJ, we're watching right now. Seattle's up 14-0 over Philadelphia. We know the big story in Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts getting some first – unit reps in practice this week. He's been in the game here and there playing instead of Wentz. Wentz is 5 for 14, 24 yards. Have they ruined Carson? And I'm not putting it on the organization more than on Wentz, but it just seems to me like this situation now is kind of becoming so untenable that he may have to go elsewhere to really resurrect his career. Is it gotten that bad down there?
It looks like it. I'm watching the game as well, and they just showed a play a second ago where the outside guys ran stop routes at 9 to 10 yards. The slot guys ran seam routes. Jamal Adams was on the tight end, and he went to the flats to get under that route. Carson Wentz should have hit the seam, 15, 20-yard gain. He threw it to the stop route, which was almost picked up. That was a bad read by Carson Wentz, and it was single high. So all you're doing is going to the flat defender. He goes to the flat, you hit the seam. That's a quarterback problem. Now, I'm sure there's not the confidence. He doesn't have the receivers that can separate and get open. I mean, they just said it earlier. They drafted Arcega Whiteside from Stanford. They could have drafted DK Metcalf. They're not developing receivers. But Carson Wentz, he does need a fresh start, because if this was any other quarterback, and it's not like Carson Wentz led him to the Super Bowl. That was Nick Foles. Any other quarterback, they would have been benched. They would have been benched by now. And
well,
so,
but you also know that the money part, there's a big money part on it as well.
They would be better off benching him and trying to trade him and get something and leave him out here, and his value just continues to drop.
I was going to say, because I think somebody would take a shot on him, thinking, because obviously he's got physical ability, but it seems like it's such a bad situation there.
The Bears would take him in a heartbeat. You don't think
Frank
the Bears
Wright?
Would take him?
Right, Frank Wright.
If I'm Indianapolis
right.
coach and Frank Wright, that's who I want, because that's when he played his best football, when Frank Wright was on staff.
Right.
And so if I'm a coach, like the aging Phillip Rivers, and if I make a call to Philly and say, hey, what do you guys want for Carson? It's obvious he's not going to be there. So
right. They would trade him,
coach,
I think.
Put a call in. I think he would succeed there because he had his most success with him as a coach.
Great stuff from our man TJ Houshmandzadeh. Make
Congrats.
Sure you check him, LeVar Arrington, and Plaxico Burress out right here on Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game, Saturday morning, starting this Saturday, December 5th, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. TJ, congrats again, man. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you, fellas, trying to be like y'all. Hey, Rob, send me that article, my man. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Man, I appreciate it. My man.
All right, brother. All right, Rob, we got a case of stay in your lane. You need to stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Yes. All right. More Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, wrapping up a Magic City Monday. We got a question. Are you dealing with a dead battery? If you are, head to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. I dealt with them recently. All good. Takes care of you. It's perfect. So they got this thing for free battery services, like free battery testing, free battery charging. All you need for your battery. It's America's number one battery destination, and they have the solution for your battery problems. All right, Rob, let's wrap this up. Did you watch the Tyson, Roy Jones, Nate Robinson, Jake Paul fight?
No, I was not going to donate one thin nickel or dime to that cause, so yeah. I did not watch it or pay for it. I just thought it was a scam, a money grab. But I saw, you know, I saw the stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
the Nate Robinson's all. Because I wasn't going to watch it either. But I started seeing so much on Twitter and friends texting me about Nate. Obviously, so I didn't see the Nate fight live. But I saw everything online. You know, all the highlights. Basically saw the whole fight online. Right. And then I went ahead and ordered the Tyson fight. And the Tyson Roy Jones fight was okay. It wasn't bad. Tyson actually was in really good shape, especially for a 54-year-old. He actually looked better to me in this fight than he did in his last several fights, because he was bobbing and weaving again and throwing to the body, and he looked pretty good. I mean, obviously he's fighting an old Roy Jones too, and Roy had the right strategy: just run and grab. That's what he did. He just was trying to survive, man. And he did. But Nate, what I fear, and a lot of people have said this, Rob, that, and we, you know, talked to Rob Woodson, like Nate, for a guy that was 5'9", Rob, he had a really good NBA career, you know, and he obviously won the dunk contest 3 times. And was a great football player at Washington, University of Washington. Probably could have played in the NFL as a defensive back. But he may be remembered more for getting knocked out cold than for the great things he did as a professional basketball player. And that would be sad if that's the case.
Well, that video ain't going nowhere, Chris. There's certain videos in your life. That's one of them, and I don't know how anybody – Nate. Oh, yeah, I remember when he got knocked out. Oh, yeah, he got knocked out cold.
Right, because it wasn't like he's a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
He was good, but he wasn't
a
great –
There's no NBA highlight or even slam dunk contest footage that's better than that, Chris. Period. Right. I'm serious.
Well, and to keep it real, it would be hard for – like Russell Westbrook, if he did that. People will remember that about him too.
I'm gonna tell you this, you know? Right here. You might when they write his obituary, it might be former NBA player Nate Robinson,
who was once knocked out
in a. You know, no, I'm serious.
No, right. Like, you actually right. Yeah, and that's Rob. To me, it's just a reminder: stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yep.
You especially when it comes to fighting. And I always even say this to boxers, like even a great Floyd Mayweather, one of the greatest boxers ever, don't get in the octagon.
Don't do it.
Right. You know, you don't mess with professional fighters in their realm. And
everybody's tough, Chris, until they get punched in the mouth.
Right.
It all of a
sudden
changes.
And other NBA players talking about they want some, man. Yeah, just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Because I think Nate was tough for an NBA player, just not for a boxer.